The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
And the fact that he had the year that he had, and that Baker Mayfield had some success coming out of that system, it just raises his stock. And I good for him. I know he's not a fan of you, but that's okay. He is a wee lad, though. That's the one thing that always concerns me with guys that small. But you know, I think the league is getting, as a transition to more college-type offenses, I think you can also transition to more college-type quarterbacks. I kind of got the sense that Nick Foles, they were all kind of saying goodbye to each other.
Yeah, let this guy walk away. I mean, I can't imagine you want to tie up that much money, you know, with a franchise thing and then, you know, try and unload him and hurt yourself in the cap. There's just a bunch of crap that goes along with it that you don't want to deal with. Let the guy walk away. Let him go make some money and be happy for him. You had a good run with him. You've got what you think is your franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Don't be bitter about it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Very sportsy and then very Walmarty and Russian at the end there.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of keep going with the same theme of sporty and then weird stuff. 507 said, just started the show Bosch over the weekend and finished season one. Great show. Thanks for the recommendation. I like that show a lot. I'm looking forward to season five. I like good detective shows, and that's a good one. Couple other things that I wanted to get to. This was going to be gym of the day. You tell me if it's better than Walmart lady. The Florida man who threatened to kill someone with kindness,
mm-hmm.
and then stabbed a neighbor with a machete with the word kindness written on it. apparently a neighbor heard yelling at Brian Stewart's house around midnight Sunday and approached the house to tell him to be quiet. Another neighbor, the victim, had also heard noise and was at the house when Stewart came out of the house with his arm raised, holding the machete. The victim raised his arm and stepped in front of the blade, suffering a half-inch abrasion to his left hand. What is this thing with machetes now? Why is everybody using machetes to chop people up? But he's been arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill.
Because it's legal to carry him now.
An aggravated battery. But his machete was named Kindness.
I like that.
You kind of do,
too.
That's
a good name for a machete.
I'm going to call mine Bob.
Machete. Did you like that movie, Machete?
I never saw it.
You ever see that?
Danny Trejo,
Danny Trejo,
right?
Yeah. I watched it. I don't remember much about it.
I like those good nonsensically violent films.
Yeah. It's Robert Rodriguez, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does. Which he's hosting like a couple of shows now on TV that I'm kind of mildly interested that I've seen the previews for.
Yep.
and where he's interviewing, he was interviewing another director in one, and ones where they're like, it looks interesting to me because I'm a fan of his. I mean, I don't love his movies, but everything he's done, I find enjoyable for the most part, even though some of them are pretty bad. But 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see that nobody made the 43-yard kick at Goose Island?
Shocker. Never saw that coming.
Yep.
Did you see the guy get hit in the balls?
I did see that.
That was hilarious.
That, will you count that as a tip? That dude, he kicked it as hard as he could, and it went about 5 feet straight into the security guard's junk.
Oh, man. You think he did that on purpose? It's like, there's no way I'm going
to
make it.
I don't think he could have done it on purpose if he wanted to. Like,
no, that's a one in a million
that's
shot.
That's a skill shot.
Even in those conditions, even if you were like a former college kicker, and the way that wouldn't have been easy to make.
Nope.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And in case you missed it, Clint Capella now out 4 to 6 weeks. Met with the media today. So that's not good for your Rockets. Man, I still got some football stuff to get to. But I have one more that was a potential gem of the day for today. I'm going to go ahead and burn them today because otherwise people have heard the stories. I don't know if you're familiar with this Instagram model. But her name is Ruby Tuesday Matthews.
Nope. You know who I follow on Instagram? People I know.
Yeah.
I don't have, and breweries. I don't have I don't follow Instagram models.
I don't either. Not really a fan of her. I hope she's named after the.
What about you, Tyler? If you see a super hot chick, do you just start following her?
I'll usually skim through the pics, and if I like more than a handful, then I'll probably give it a follow.
That's interesting to me. It just feels so creepy.
Yeah.
Like someone you don't know, and it's like, oh, yeah.
I see, like, on Twitter.
I'd like to see what's going on in your life.
People I know and news outlets, whatever.
Oh, see, Twitter's the Wild West for me. Yeah. Like, Facebook's just my friends and family. Instagram, like.
Yeah, I'm not going to follow, like, a fitness model on Facebook.
Right, but on Instagram, you maybe would.
Will, yeah. Okay.
Twitter's dangerous because if you follow some random chick, she might be flashing vag on your page.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no laws on Twitter.
Well, Ruby Tuesday Matthews, who, by the way, not very impressed with her. She's like way too skinny. She's really emaciated, right? But somebody was asking her questions on her Instagram, and one of them asked her how she managed to stay so skinny prior to her first pregnancy. And her answer? I did a lot of cocaine, like a lot.
Yeah, that's about
so
right.
So basically, I just smoked cigarettes, had black coffee, and did coke. And in between had tapas. My life was tapas and cocaine.
I'm against that. I mean, I don't like that. That's bad.
You think?
I mean, tapas is so overpriced.
You don't get full off of them?
Yeah, you never get full.
Apparently, that was working for her.
Would you like to guess what her children's names are?
No, I'd like you to tell me. I'd like it better that way.
Rocket and Mars.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
But she's Australian, so I guess that's...
Yeah.
I guess that's okay.
They're allowed to be a little out there.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Those sound like more like acid names.
Yeah, than
cocaine names.
Yeah. Cocaine... Rabbit sounds more like a cocaine
right.
name. Hey, what'd you think of Tom Brady's post-game interview on TV where he came out and said, I know everyone thinks we suck and can't win any games. We'll see, so it'll be fun.
Nobody thinks the Patriots suck. I mean, people are questioning if this team's falling off, but, I mean, rightfully so. But they proved that, you know, they're still a force. They came out and dominated, so... I don't think anybody said, oh, the Patriots suck. They've got no chance of winning any games. I don't remember anybody saying that.
I don't either, but, you know, I guess he's got to find a way to motivate himself.
So. Whatever works.
Yeah, people continue to, well, I'm fine with whatever you need to motivate yourself. Go ahead. I think pretending like everybody says you suck might be a bit much. Just like the hype video that they did where everybody's against us. Nobody thinks we can win. No. Vegas thought you could win.
Yeah.
And you did. Now, if you want to play that card this week, be my guest. 3-point dogs. Nathaniel Hackett, now the Packers offensive coordinator, former Jaguars OC, that just came across. So, lots of coaches falling down here. All right. And the ones that don't get jobs, I know where we can send them.
They can go to My Computer Career, where they can probably find a way to get a job there. Listen, if you're not happy in your job, 2018 was another meh year at work, why don't you consider an IT career? If it's because you're not a math whiz or a computer whiz or a science whiz, they don't care about that. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career can work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. You could be on your way to a new life as an IT pro in months, not years. This isn't a going to take forever kind of a thing. You can get in there and you can start making money pretty quick. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And friend of mine who's also on that CGC just sent it to me, and we're up about $10 over where we were last week.
Congratulations.
So that's good. I might need it with this car. I did have I did play a horse tournament on Derby Wars and finished second. I'm kind of starting to get back into that a little bit because I have a chance to go on the championship. I don't know if I want to, but
championship,
but it's so I'm going to play a few, and if I do well, I'm going to. A couple other things that I wanted to get to here. Somebody asked, is this the first conference championship that the Pats have been the underdog? What do you think the answer to that question would be?
My guess is no.
There was one other time they were the underdog in an AFC championship.
Was it when Brady's first Super Bowl?
Nope. It was 2014 when they played the Broncos.
Oh, Peyton Manning Broncos.
Peyton Manning Broncos. They lost 26-16. Broncos were 5-point favorites. Here's some interesting stats for you. Patriots have been favored in 23 of their last 24 postseason games overall.
That is
wild. Since 2007. And the last time they weren't favored in a game of any kind, care to guess when that was?
I don't know.
How about week one of 2016 when Brady was suspended for the first four games?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, and they won that game 23-1 as a 9-point underdog at Arizona. It was Jimmy Garoppolo bursting onto the scene. It is amazing. 8 straight AFC championships. As much as it's easy to hate these guys, you really have to admire what they've managed to accomplish. This really is, I think, the greatest run in the history of the NFL, frankly, with all the Super Bowl appearances. To get that far year in, year out, 8 straight years.
Yeah.
You're one of the best four teams. One of the last four standing.
Easy.
In a league where you're supposed to be, everybody's supposed to have the same path, that it's supposed parody. To be balanced. Parity. Yeah. No parity.
Not so much.
So, I think a lot of Cowboys fans want to see changes at offensive coordinator. It's very weird. Jason Garrett came out today and said they're bringing a whole coaching staff back. And then it came out later. It's like, oh, I don't remember what I said. But we're still evaluating everything. So I wonder if Stephen Jones got to him and said, wait a minute there, partner. Might not want to be saying that just yet until we've had a chance to talk about it.
Slow it down.
Yeah. But I mean, to me, the Cowboys, closer than the Texans right now, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I just think they have fewer... They don't have a
they don't have gaping needs.
Right. They don't have
like, if you said, oh, these are the Cowboys' needs, you would say, oh, they can handle that in an offseason. Although they do have a lot of guys hitting free agents.
They do, and that's obviously going to have to be dealt with. But in terms of, if you look at their roster, and so you bring back most of what you have, they have weaknesses, but they don't have gaping holes. Like, there's not a position group on the Cowboys that you could say, oh, it may be tight end, but a tight end has less impact than an offensive line.
Yeah.
And the Texans, gaping hole at offensive line, gaping hole at secondary or at cornerback. And those have got to be fixed. And I don't know if you can fix an offensive line in one offseason.
It's tough. I mean, the Colts did it.
Yeah. But they also had the sixth overall pick.
Right.
And hit on a second pick later, which was great. But, so yes, was that the year the Pats weren't the AFC Championship when Brady broke his leg and Matt Castle started? They didn't even make the playoffs that year. They were 11-5, but they did not make the playoffs. It's almost impossible to go 11-5 anymore and not get in.
Oh, nowadays, yeah.
Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. But, yeah, I just think it's phenomenal what these guys have done and year in and year out. And I know everybody roots against them, and I'm not a fan, but I sure respect the greatness. And it's really hard in this day and age to – in the modern era, to me, it's harder to win. It's funny because I think it's harder to win a Super Bowl than it was in the 70s when you had no salary cap and you could keep – the Steelers could keep their team together for 10 years. Or even the early 90s when the Cowboys were winning Super Bowls before the cap. And so I think it's harder now. And I think winning college championships are harder now, and yet we've got two basic dynasties here, which I think is pretty amazing. College basketball, too. You look at what Duke does year in, year out.
Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of amazing to me. But, you know, good on them, and we'll see what happens. My first thought was, oh, man, after watching that Chiefs game, and what they did to a Colts team that had played so well down the stretch, my first thought was, okay, they get by these guys. They exercise that the Colts playoff demon, the 1-4 Andy Reid playoff demons.
Yeah, they're dangerous for
then
sure.
And I think that they take out the – but I just can't – it's hard for me to look at that and say, oh, yeah, they're going to beat the Patriots. And that kind of goes back to somebody asked us on Twitter. I think it was Lamont. It's like, with all these young quarterbacks, how do you feel about just taking – Brady against the field, and I think we both said that there's worse things you could do here.
Yep.
And I think that's what's going to want to happen. It's funny, if you were on Twitter the first half of the game yesterday, the Eagles game, everybody was tweeting out their Carson Wentz trade ideas when it was 14-0.
Dude, I saw people talking about the Saints need to bring in Teddy Bridgewater when it was 14, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, God, like Pro Football Talk is tweeted out, Carson Wentz for Antonio Brown and a 2. Get out of here. I don't know who Charlie Bernstein is, but he says, Wentz to Jacksonville for the number 7 overall pick, 2020 and 2021 first-round picks. So three for Wentz.
Yeah, okay.
Joe Shad says, if you were the Dolphins, would you trade 2 first-rounders for Carson Wentz?
The world will never know.
Yeah. Jeez, people. Jason McIntyre. Eagles trade Carson Wentz to Denver. Broncos trade Von Miller, first round pick, third round pick.
Right.
Yeah. And then what happened? The Saints came back and won.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a reasonable deal, but.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of them that are reasonable deals, frankly.
But they're not going to happen.
No, I don't think so. But the thing that I find interesting about all this is that, and this is something that's become really common, people on Twitter early in games tweeting stuff like, oh, there's no way you're going to get this over.
Yeah.
Or, this guy's the worst. And it's just the instant reaction to each play. And people do that, and they always have. It's like, oh, this guy sucks. Get him out of there.
Yeah, granted, sometimes they suck.
And sometimes they continue to suck. Yeah. The Chargers and Colts and, you know, those guys weren't coming back. They didn't play well. But the reality is, is a lot of times you tweet all that stuff out and then you really look stupid.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that's why I don't do it during games. Because I know at some point I'm going to tweet, man, this guy can't play. And then
he just feels stupid.
300 yards in the second half. Yeah. And you're an embarrassment to God and everybody. So people tweet me stuff all the time asking questions like that. And I'm just like, how about maybe you just let the game play out and then have some.
We'll just commentary. See how it works out.
Yeah. I also don't like, I really don't like the everybody sucks because of the last game thing. I mean, the truth is, and this is, there's only going to be one happy team here at the end.
That's typically the way it works.
And I think you have to sort of look at, like, to me, the Colts as a whole should be really, they should feel good about their season, feel good about what they have and where they're going.
Yeah.
I think they've got a good GM there with a good plan now. They had an amazing draft that, you know, like, that's the thing that really boosted the Saints last year, as you recall. They had a great draft with Kamara and all those guys. So I'd feel good if I'm the Colts coming out of this. If I'm the Chiefs and I lose to the Patriots, I'm still going to feel like I had a pretty good season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, because
you're on the right path.
It's just year one of Patrick Mahomes, and he's probably the MVP. So, yeah, the Chargers, I feel like the one thing with the Chargers, you got to wonder about how much longer Phillip Rivers is going to be Phillip Rivers.
That's fair.
He is getting up there, and, you know,
And Phillip Rivers from the same draft class as Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, who there's.
Are breaking down at this stage. So. Ashton says, defense and running the ball wins titles. Who has the worst of both categories left in the playoffs? I don't know that it necessarily – well, defense is always going to be important, but I don't know that – I think the Patriots kind of proved you don't have to run the ball that much.
If you've got a good enough short passing game.
Yeah, and those short passes are – they really are running plays. But, you know, I was just kind of thinking, okay, teams that should feel okay about – I don't think the Cowboys should feel bad about – going into play the team that was number one in the NFL almost all season long, and they just didn't have the horses to compete with the Rams. Right. But I don't think they're that far away. So I think if I'm Cowboys fan, I feel good about the season. If I'm Colts fan, Chargers fan, I feel good. Other than Rivers, I wonder about, because if he goes downhill, you're not in the conversation.
Right.
And then finally, I think Eagles fan has to feel pretty good because they already won a Super Bowl. They fought hard to get in the playoffs at the end of the season. They had to deal with tons of injuries. They figured out that secondary pretty well there at the end. The last two games, they played really decent football in the secondary. So I think I'd feel good if I were any of those fan bases today.
I think so, too.
And that's why I think, like, everybody wants to fire everybody for the Texans. I think the Texans need more to get to that level than some of those other teams do. And just because when you have a position group that's so weak.
And they've got two of them. I mean, let's face it. Because cornerback is a nightmare. So you've got cornerback and basically tackle, which where they're drafting, it's not an ideal spot to – it's definitely not an ideal spot to get a tackle.
No. And
if you're drafting a corner there, there's no – you're probably getting the third or fourth best corner.
Yeah, I think somebody said, I don't think the Colts are a runaway in the AFC South. I think Watson improves. I think he will too, but you still have to fix that offensive line. I don't think the gap is that huge. I just think the Colts were a bad matchup for the Texans.
Yeah.
For a couple of reasons.
Well, and particularly the secondary.
Yeah. They've got to find a way to cover T.Y. Hilton. And the reality is, and until they fix that offensive line, and at least it's got to be 60% better next year than it was last year, at least.
But how much better was it this year than last year?
I think it was worse. I think all the tweaking they did made it worse.
Didn't help.
And you just can't trot Julian Davenport and Kendall Lamb out there as your tackle.
Man, speaking of offensive line, I feel bad for Brandon Brooks. You know, Brandon Brooks was a good player here. He's since turned into a great player. Like one of the best guards in the league probably at this point.
Better coaching.
Blown Achilles.
Yeah. That's,
yeesh.
Especially this time of year, that probably puts next year completely out for him, which is too bad. But I do think that's, to me, you're right. I don't think they're going to get a starting tackle at 25 or 23, wherever they are. you'll get a guy who might be able to start for you eventually, but I don't think you're going to have that ready-made plug-and-play unless you've got a top 10 pick. And I don't know. Maybe they'll find somebody. They got Dwayne Brown pretty late in the first round, so maybe they can pull that off.
Where did they get him? I thought they got him in the early teens.
No, I thought they traded back into like the 20s to get him.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
I'll look it up on the break.
Let me tell you guys about what's going on at Carbach. They've got the Rodeo Clown 5K, 10K coming up Sunday, February 17th at 8 a.m. out at the brewery. It's rodeo season in Houston. You want to kick things off with a good run before you hit the carnival and enjoy all those fried treats. The Rodeo Clown Roundup's a timed 5K, 10K. It takes place right at the brewery. You dress in your best Western gear or rodeo clown outfit. Must be 21 years or older and you'll receive a participation bandana, a commemorative koozie with two tokens for beer at the finish. It'll start at 8 a.m. and the course is flat and fast. Joining the fun later in the day with the Rodeo Clown Roundup Music Fest featuring some great country music. Folks who participated in the race will get a $10 discount on their concert ticket. Go to carbachbrewing.com/run to get yourself registered. And then they've got all the recurring events out there. And in fact, on January 18th, that's this Friday, they're hosting a night dedicated to the one and only David Bowie. Swing by the Beer Garden 5 o'clock. You'll see a shop local market filled with a bevy of Bowie-related items and art. Starting at 7, they'll bring out the big screen for a showing of Labyrinth. And guys, when you're out there, you got to take advantage of that restaurant. It's so good. We were talking about it earlier with their poutine, which is out of this world. Korean fried chicken, crab cakes, Hatch chili mac and cheese, fish and chips, pizza, smoked tuna tacos. The menu goes on, and it's all great, and it all pairs really well with the beer they've got on the wall there at Carbach. Open daily, 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner, and then brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. I was right, Dwayne Brown was 26th overall.
Nice.
And Texans picked 23rd. And frankly, if I'm in charge, I spend money in free agency on corners because I know I can get those.
Yeah.
And I just use my at least two of the first three, if not the first three picks on offensive linemen, and hope to God I hit there. And still sign a veteran, but there's just not that many of those guys available that are like, your best bet is to sign a Chantrell Henderson and hope he pans out like you did last year. And of course he got hurt the first week. There's just not guys that are going to make a huge impact unless they're guys like him who've had injury issues and when healthy have been pretty good. And I just don't know if there's going to be that much out there to get that's going to help you in free agency.
So the one guy that is going to be available is Trent Brown of the Patriots, who was looked at as kind of the throw-in on the Garoppolo deal.
Yeah.
But has started every game at left tackle for the Pats and has actually been really good. The problem is he's going to get a lot of money.
Yeah, and I'm always nervous about a guy who goes from Patriot to anywhere else. And,
yep.
And you saw Nate Solder gets in that different system and suddenly, maybe not a good signing.
So do you pay him? It's just a weird thing.
I mean, if I can get him, I think it's an upgrade. You've got to do something to upgrade. But yeah, maybe there's a trade to be made. Maybe the Raiders are still in sell mode and you can get somebody from them who can be a stopgap. But you need a long-term plan at left tackle.
Yeah.
And Julian Davenport is not it, in my opinion. No,
well, that's not even an opinion. That's a fact. I mean, there's no, in my opinion, there's no way that guy is the long-term answer. And it continues to be frustrating, and we've talked about this before, and there's nothing you can do about it now, but letting Dwayne Brown get away, I mean, basically trading him away for nothing.
Well, you got Martinez Rankin out of it. That hasn't worked out yet. But
like I said, you traded him away for nothing.
I think he could still very much be a decent guard down the road. I think that's where he belongs. But, you know, and you still have that second round pick this year, so maybe it comes out looking okay, but it didn't look good this year. And I don't know how you fix an offensive line in one offseason with a 23rd pick.
It's tough.
And you have to get so lucky to do that, to get a guy who's going to turn out to be special. And there's just because that one position makes such a huge difference in that line. I mean, I still think you need a right tackle too, but at least you're only living with one of those guys. You might be able to get by. But and I think the interior, you could piece together the makings of a good line if you just had better tackle play.
Yeah.
I think you could get by with those guys. I don't think they're great, but they're not as bad as they looked all year. And yeah, you just go through these free agents and it's just, yeah. There's nobody that you look at and say, all right, yeah, I want to. And now the hope is that some team maybe gets a tackle early in the draft that they really like and they cut a veteran that you can go get.
Yeah.
There's always that. It's not going to be a stud, but you'd be able to get, you know, a decent player who can start for you. And decent would be such an upgrade over the two guys they trotted out there this year. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Man, I think I'm about to give up on fantasy hockey.
Uh-oh.
This is just I played the best team in the league last week and lost 5-3. And I'm back to 500. I'm outside the playoffs right now.
I didn't even set my lineup today. It's Monday. I forgot.
But I'm playing another crap team this week, so I need to – if I can come out of this with an 8-2 or something and get back in the race. And, of course, I'm already down 4-1.
Oh, man.
But it's – you know, that's every game's like – there's two games have started.
I left one of my best players on the bench.
Yeah?
Damn it. I always like to do the start active players for the whole week and then tinker with it.
Yeah, that's what I do just to make sure that I know I've got a lineup set.
Yep.
But you always have to watch the goalies, too.
Failed today.
Well.
Oh, wow.
I need a big week. I spend way too much time on this for being terrible.
My boy Mitch Marner hasn't done anything yet. Except take a shot that didn't go in.
Mm.
I think I can get over that.
Hey, at least he's taking a shot.
That's true.
But Ashton says, I know we're talking tackle, but if the Raiders are dumping, definitely go for Gabe Jackson at guard. They could use an upgrade at guard too. I just think their number one priority, no doubt, nothing else has to be tackle.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then maybe you don't have the right people running the operation there.
Yep.
Because that's too important of a position.
But what they always do, what they'll always say is, we draft, you know, based on who the best player is available. And they don't even say based on who the best player available is for our needs. They always say we're drafting the best player available, which I don't know that I always buy that. But
no.
They always say that.
No, but if they – and that's the thing. If you get to that 23rd pick and there's a really good cornerback that slipped – and you have that or a project tackle, what are you going to do? Because if you draft a tackle there, you presumably he needs to be a starter fairly quickly.
Yep.
At that position. So, and I think a lot depends on free agency, but I would try to bring in two veteran tackles that would be upgrades. Either, and maybe you trade one of those picks to get somebody. Like, again, if somebody, you know, if there's a team that's overloaded there, you might be able to get a player, but I make sure I try to do that first, and when I get to the draft, I'm doing what I can to get a guy who can play and hope one of those guys that you really like slips to 23.
Yep.
All right. I don't feel confident at all that's going to get fixed this offseason. I just don't. I mean,
yeah, it's hard to.
I know. It's not an easy thing to do. I don't blame them for not paying Nate Solder all that money last year, and I think it's kind of, you know, it's – if you're going to invest that kind of money in a guy, you better be sure. And you know, I think he was just the best available. So
yep.
You know, I don't think you can do that, but you can't go status quo. I mean, it's nobody's going to have any faith in that team whatsoever if that's what you do. All right, guys. Hey, got an iPhone?
I do.
Then you do pretty much everything on your iPhone, don't you?
Damn near.
I do. My face is in this thing all the time. Well, why not your car insurance? And, guys, I don't know if you've seen their billboards around town, but Go Car Insurance, they want to get your attention. It's a crazy new app. They're doing stuff all over town. They're here in Texas now. It's the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. Incredibly fast. Just download the app, scan your license. You can get a quote in 60 seconds. It's smart technology that makes your life easier. Everything's managed through the app. No more paperwork or waiting on hold. And you're totally in control. Update your policy, add drivers, and file a claim all in the app. They cut out a lot of fees you see other places and give you money back. How about that? Finally, the car insurance that gets it. They speak your language, too. None of that jargon. Go make your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. There's a reason they've been the number one auto insurance in the App Store for 1,500-plus days running. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today. That's Go Insurance, G-O.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the Gau Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And guys, just wanted to let you know that the greatest novel ever written, Jesus Just Left Chicago, now available on iBooks, on Amazon, and pretty much anywhere you want to look now. So go check it out. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. If you're a degenerate, it's right up your alley. Still waiting for AJ's review. Ken Hoffman's going to write a review of it.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully he likes it. If he doesn't, then...
To hell with him.
That's okay. I'll take evil reviews. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
Are you both fans of the Second Amendment? The right to bear arms?
I like my arms. I really do.
Tyler?
Been working on them.
I dig it.
We've got a violation here. A handgun was confiscated from an Ohio kindergartner walking into school after someone reported that the 6-year-old boy appeared to have a heavy object in his pants. Columbus police didn't disclose whether the gun was loaded Friday when it was safely taken from a student at Columbus Afrocentric Early College. Police say the boy won't be charged because he's too young. They're investigating to find out where it came from.
College at 6?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What the hell?
The student will face appropriate discipline, but didn't specify what that would be. The principal reiterated the Columbus school's zero tolerance policy on weapons and urged families to talk with children about keeping such items out of schools.
Or at least out of sight.
Right. Come on. I was talking about places I don't want to go. Florida.
Well, yeah, of course.
There's not a lot of details on this story, but on December 30th, there was a man named Terry Mercer, 34 years old. He was found wrapped in white sheets, dead, in the trunk of a car. So, what's today? The 14th?
14th,
so, yeah. After 2 weeks of investigating, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office has come back and said, no foul play is suspected. What? Do you think the guy murdered himself, wrapped himself up in a sheet, and put himself in the trunk of a car? No foul play suspected. That seems borderline impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about the law, but I do watch a lot of Law and Order.
That seems like foul play, right?
I think that they would be investigating.
Did you guys hear the story about the guy who left the weed in the Uber?
No.
Wasn't it like 2 pounds?
2 pounds of weed. God. A 21-year-old man in Pittsburgh. Malik Millett, being held on $150,000 bond. He left it in the back seat of an Uber. He booked an Uber ride near Pittsburgh in late December, left behind a bag. He contacted Uber later through email and had asked him to somehow get him back this item. And Millett's Uber driver was getting ready to return the bag, but looked inside and found 2 pounds of weed.
At that point, I'm saying, I didn't have a bag in my car. I don't know what you're talking about.
The Uber driver called police.
Troopers found Millett's number in the Uber records and reached out to him, to pretending to be his driver and even sending him a picture of the bag to ensure it was his. He agreed to meet with an undercover trooper at McDonald's so he could retrieve his bag.
That's brutal.
I'll tell you what's happening, though. You're getting about that half-star rating you ever do that to
yeah.
me. I'm going to get you back for that. Your driver rating is going way down. And finally, this is a rough story. A woman was arrested in Florida, of course, charged with child neglect without great bodily harm after her children were found in poor condition. On January 5th, Angelica Kreitz's daughter called 911 because she and her brother could not wake their mother. No other adults were home, and the girl couldn't get into her mother's bedroom to wake her up. The police department and firefighters arrived and attempted to wake her verbally. She was locked inside her bedroom, and the door had to be pried open by first responders. She didn't wake up at first, even when the officer shook her. She eventually woke after several minutes. She said she was tired from staying out late with friends. There was an overwhelming odor of ammonia and feces.
Ugh.
Large spider webs were all along the ceilings and door frames. Food and dirt was all over the floor in the living room and dining room. A mop bucket filled with dirty water and food pieces was in the dining room. There was a large amount of trash piled in a corner of the dining room. The refrigerator was unsanitary with food, dirt, and stains on the inside and out. Numerous insects flying around the house. And the floor leading to the bathroom had animal feces smeared on it. Mold and animal feces was in the corners of the hall by the bathroom door. Just a total mess. Kreitz and her children shared a bedroom where there were several red cups containing an unknown black liquid and cigarette butts. So she's been arrested on child neglect. Which
the guy who threw up at the gym, he read that story.
Maybe he did. And so, maybe he said, I'll watch what I can do. Anything you can do, I can do better. That's a dumbass report.
That is so gross. All right, well, not a bad show for a Monday.
Not too shabby.
And
let's do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, we will do it again tomorrow, and then we'll short time it on Wednesday because we have Aggie basketball, and then we're going to get our butts on a plane to Vegas.
Oh, yes.
I wish it was tomorrow.
You're ready to be there. You're ready to rage.
Extremely ready to be there and have fun. So, and you know, talk about the fights. I want to do that,
right,
too. All right, Tyler, appreciate you filling in the last couple days. More than adequate job. Well done, sir. Great job, Hoffman. That was okay today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Yeah, I've always been worse. I mean, in fact, I'll do worse tomorrow, I'm sure, because that's just how I roll. All right, guys. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.